7:06, let's check the markets. Looking better, we've had 2 days of losses, so the All Share up just over 1% at 51,682. The top 40 up 0.25%. The Rand, pretty static. It's at 13.03 against the dollar, at 16.02 against the pound, and R13.76 against the euro. Gold price, $1,244 an ounce. Platinum at $1,016.26, and Brent crude at $56.87 a barrel. Chatting to us now about the markets is Mduduzi Luthuli. He's co-founder and executive director at Luthuli Capital, watching these markets for us. It's nice to see some green on the board, right?
Yeah. No, not a bad day in the market. We saw financials, resources, industrial index all finish on the green. Really, the one of the few good stories today was Growthpoint, which you touched on earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, revenue is up, increased to 5.2 billion, up from 4.7 billion in 2015. Operating profits up to 3.9 billion, and even the dividends that they announced today up. So, really good story there, and a good time to be holding Growthpoint shares. The real big loser today was gold.
Yeah.
We saw gold fall for a third straight day. Not so much that the gold companies did anything wrong, but more on surge in investor expectation that the Fed will hike its rates. So in anticipation for that, you saw it fall almost 1% today to end on 1,244. The previous day it had fallen about 0.3%, and the previous day 0.4%. So not a good time to be in gold.
And we know when General Yellen was speaking to Congress, she sort of hinted that we might actually see a hike this month, and that seems to be coming closer.
Exactly, and I think it sort of caught us off guard, because going to the end of last year, They came up with the message that they're going to be really conservative about their rate hikes. But now we hear the New York Fed President William Dudley come out and say there's a real strong case for tightening, and it's a real consideration for them now to raise interest rates when they sit on March 14 and 15. So you saw gold suffer for that. You saw, I won't say the dollar strengthened. It sort of flirted with strengthening, but more just on those news. And we'll hear from Yellen on Friday. The odds are now up for a hike, now sitting at 80%, up from 50% on Monday. So we're really
it's going to be an interesting one to watch. Staying in the United States, the Dow up today, but yesterday took a bit of a pause from what we'd seen were 12 consecutive record highs.
Yeah.
So what happened last night? What did President Donald Trump actually not say?
Trump came out yesterday for the first time. He actually sounded like a Democratic president. That speech was very unifying, saying we are one people, one nation, we have one flag, we pray to the same God. But what we were hoping for from the budget speech was details.
Yeah.
We still don't have specific details on how he will adjust corporate tax. We still don't have details on how he will adjust tax aimed at the middle class. He did say that he is definitely going ahead with the $1 trillion infrastructure project.
Yeah.
But where's the funding for that going to come?
He
didn't give us those details. In fact, the only real detail that he gave us was that he's planning to cut funding to some government departments, more specifically the EPA, which focuses on global warming
and environmental.
And environmental,
he
feels
kind of stuff,
it's a bit of a myth. Also, on more the softer things like social security, and redirect that to military spending.
Yeah,
as if the military needs any more money. I mean, they spend over $600 trillion or something like that, $600 billion a year. That's really the only specifics he gave us yesterday. But what we want to know is, look, you want to spend $1 trillion US dollars on infrastructure.
Okay.
How are you going to fund that?
We're going to be looking at the APSA PMI, Purchasing Managers Index, in a moment. It is some really nice news. But what are we seeing amongst our emerging market peers?
Yeah, really great news coming out there. We've got a better than expected news of a buoyant manufacturing data. Coming from the developing world, we saw China posted its seventh straight expansion in January. So most of the times good news for China is good news for us. Yeah. So this coming from the Purchasing Managers Index. So in a synchronized global recovery driven by manufacturing, we've seen emerging markets look once again attractive to investors. And as much as the rand was down today, it's still one of the favored currencies, and we should see it hold around about the 13 rand to the dollar mark, unless news comes out of a cabinet reshuffle or something like that.
Dollars now, you know? To travel.
Oh, I mean, obviously, like we touched on earlier, we'll hear from Yellen on Friday. If she does give a stronger indication that there definitely will be a rate, we'll see some more strengthening of the dollar against the rand. But for now, we're
in a good holding pattern, 1303 to the dollar. Thanks for your time today. Yeah. Mduduzi Luthuli is co-founder and executive director at Luthuli Capital. We'll unpack that PMI data in a moment.